Nina Simone was the famous singer, pianist, and sometimes civil rights activist who made her mark in the 1950s and 60s. And the North Carolina town where she grew up has helped to preserve her legacy since her death. At the center of that effort is the house where Simone was born, a house that was falling into disrepair. And the hope has been to find a buyer and get it restored. Now, the house has been sold, and as Helen Chickering of Blue Ridge Public Radio reports, the hard work is just beginning.
Perched on a hill in the crook of a windy road in the town of Tryon sits a small wooden house, three rooms, a fireplace, and a porch, unremarkable except for the plaque near the front door that designates the 1930 home as the birthplace of legendary singer-songwriter Nina Simone.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes.
The Tryon native dazzled the music scene with her deep, forceful voice and a repertoire that included a mix of jazz, folk, and blues.
I remember seeing Nina at the Village Gate in New York.
Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel.
And boy, could she cast a spell on an audience.
And I'm feeling good.
That's Tryon native Happy McLeod.
And at the time, I didn't even know she was from Tryon.
She was born Eunice Wayman in 1933, and her musical gift was evident early on. She started playing the piano by ear in the Methodist Church where her mother was a minister. Word of her talent spread, and she began training as a classical pianist with the help of a supportive but segregated community. In a 1984 interview, Simone recalled her first brush with discrimination at a recital.
It touched me first time when I gave a concert, a recital at age 12, and they wanted to put my mom and daddy on the back row. And I remember standing up quite bravely and said, "Oh no, my mom and dad will sit on the front row."
After high school, Simone left Tryon for New York, where she continued training. But her dreams of a classical piano career took a detour, and she landed a job singing jazz in a nightclub under the name Nina Simone.
No, I love.
The moniker stuck, and fame soon followed. And like that childhood piano recital, Simone used the stage to speak out against discrimination.
Everybody knows about Mississippi. Can't you see it? I know you can feel it. It's all in the air.
Woven throughout it all, a complicated and often troubled personal life, which would take its toll on Simone and her career. She eventually moved to France, where she lived until her death at 70. Far away, but not forgotten by her North Carolina hometown. Residents who knew her, and many more who didn't, have worked to preserve her legacy, rescuing and restoring her childhood home, with hopes of creating a museum. But tough economic times stalled that effort, and the house was put on the market in December. Real estate agent Cindy Veman worked with the seller to find just the right buyer.
What was it like showing a piece of history?
In this case, the house sold itself. It was more of just trying to convey what we hope would happen and that this would be a preserved piece of history.
A message that resonated with New York artist Adam Pendleton. Speaking by Skype, Pendleton said he learned about the house from a Tryon art connection and worked with three other artists to make an offer.
What a great opportunity to step up and protect something that has such significant symbolic importance that can serve to represent, I think, in a profound way, all that Nina Simone has meant and means for American culture.
The sale to the four artists has stirred excitement in the tiny town of 1800. Happy McLeod is helping set up a Simone exhibit at the Tryon Historical Museum.
And it's just wonderful to have people from out of the community come in and realize, hey, this is worth preserving.
For now, the new homeowners from New York are grappling with how to get the grass mowed and leaky roof fixed. Pendleton says they plan to tap into their creativity and connect with the community as they figure out how to tell the story of the small wooden house perched on a hill and the musical legend who was born there. For NPR News, I'm Helen Chickering in Tryon, North Carolina.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free.